Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you have a maid? No, most people don't have maids or servants or someone called Jeeves dressed in a tuxedo to bring them their Grey Poupon or even a new box of Cheez-Its. Face it, folks, most of us, we can't even go out and buy a new mop because we're trying to get as many miles as we can out of the old one we have back there in the closet. But there are some people that throw caution to the wind and dollars out the window and hire themselves a maid service. What about if you're looking for a maid service right now? There are 9 questions you should be asking your next maid service. While we would all like to trust anyone we invite into our home, that dream is far from reality. In order to find the right maid cleaning service, build a unique bond with them and trust them in the friendly confines of your home. Without your presence, you need to ask them these 9 crucial interview questions. Here we go. Number 1, tell me about your cleaning experience. Just like most interviews, you should ask about their past work history. Similar to a contractor, you wouldn't hire a bathroom remodeler if they'd never renovated a bathroom before. The same goes for maid cleaning services. If you want them to do laundry, remove stains, or clean ceilings, make sure they have all done it at their previous employers. It's a simple question, but one frequently forgotten. Number 2, tell me about yourself. Before you invite anyone into your home once a week or once a month, you should know a little bit about their personal life. Do they have kids? Do they like being a maid? What are their long-term goals? It may seem silly at first, but knowing a little bit about their personal lives can help you build that bond that all homeowners should have with their maid cleaning service. These franchised maid cleaning services, for those people that want to hire a cleaning service, but no, they're not looking to hire Alice from the Brady Bunch. You don't get the same people every week, do you? Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will. There is a house a couple of doors down from us. They have a cleaning woman. We see when she parks outside the house. She doesn't go in with a vacuum. She doesn't go in with any new Windex. She goes in with some magazines and usually a coffee. Is she cleaning or is she simply watching TV and reading the magazines and drinking the coffee and wiping a couple of ready wipes around and leaving but still saying she cleaned the house? I don't know. The next one, who will supply cleaning equipment? Many maid cleaning services come with brooms, mops, and buckets, but others expect the homeowner to provide all the equipment. While you may have the everyday glass and counter spray, house cleaning professionals tend to use any and all equipment available. Therefore, it's important to decide who will supply the cleaning equipment. Oh, when you have such problems in life. The next one, who exactly will be cleaning my home? If you hire an individual house cleaner, you know you'll have a consistent clean each time they come out. However, depending upon the size of your maid cleaning service, you may not receive the same quality each time out. That's because many services send different crews. Well, didn't we just mention that? So unless you're hiring Alice, you're going to get Alice's 19 cousins on a revolving basis. The next one, is there a charge for my type of residence? Some services charge more if you live in a condo, townhouse, or apartment building. Oftentimes, these types of residences require extra security for entering the premises. Sadly, whether it's extra security or minimal parking spots, your maid service may charge extra. Number 6. Can you give me some references? The best way to determine if a professional cleaning service is right for you is by calling their references. You need to hear from unbiased homeowners who have used their service before. Ask them what they like about the service, but more importantly, ask them what they dislike. When it comes to word-of-mouth reviews, people are honest and don't hold back.
She never cleaned the butter thing in the refrigerator. No, we never use it, but she never cleaned it either.
Number 7. Here's a weird one. Do you have children? Isn't that getting a little personal? While this is certainly not a deal-breaker, having a parent clean the home can be beneficial. Many homeowners choose to have a maid, whether it be a live-in or 9-to-5 professional home. When the kids arrive, clearly trust would be a huge factor. Number 8, do you clean at home? Wouldn't that be interesting? It would be such a wonderful society. It would say so much for the economy if maids had maids. It's trickle-down economics, see? Mr. Laffer was correct. They say pros never work a day in their life if they love what they do. Well, there are professional cleaners who love to clean. Whether it's making the bed, mopping the floor, or cleaning the counters, they do it with a smile on their face. If they love what they do, they'll clean it at home. Number 9, how would you like to be paid? on time and with money. Before you hire any service, make sure you agree on a payment schedule. The service may have an established system in place. Some ask for the money up front. Others are fine with payment after. Either way, come up with a cleaning and payment schedule before all is said and done. This way, everyone has a clear idea of the expectations and no misunderstandings will occur. If this is the most important thing you have to worry about, you're pretty lucky. So if you're out there hiring a maid service, good luck. Stay with us. Coming up next, Christina Staffo with the Entertainment Report, followed by actors who are also tremendous entrepreneurs. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
American Biker Minute. In order to keep roads less slippery, many areas of the country continue to salt roadways. If you're out for an early ride this spring, with today's tip, you'll know how to keep your motorcycle on a low-sodium diet. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute. Salt thickens up blood, weakening heart muscles. Left unattended on the surface of a motorcycle, road salt combines with air moisture to breed rust. If you're out there early on a white road, or you see white clouds of dust in the northern states, it's probably salt. Wash your motorcycle often. Seal with a healthy application of a quality wax product, because rust never sleeps.
Hell yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling fakes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.